support you. The higher you climb, the more spectacular the view becomes. Also, the more keenly you sense your separation from the world with all its problems. This frees you to experience exuberantly the joyous reality of my presence. Give yourself fully to these glory moments, awash in dazzling light. I will eventually lead you down the mountain, back into community with others. Let my light continue to shine within you as you walk among people again.
Look to the following words of Scripture about walking by faith and not by sight.
We live by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and glory are in His sanctuary. Psalm 96, verse 6. When Jesus spoke again to the people, He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Psalm 36, verse 9.
Give thought to the relationship between your head and heart and how you approach situations in life. As you learn to walk by faith and not by sight, you can see that your mind can grasp the biblical truths of this principle, and your heart can experience the love of a caring, attentive God. Ask God to show you how to balance the perspectives of your head and heart as you draw closer to Him.
October 7th. In order to hear my voice, you must release all your worries into my care. Entrust to me everything that concerns you. This clears the way for you to seek my face unhindered. Let me free you from fear that is hiding deep inside you. Sit quietly in my presence, allowing my light to soak into you and drive out any darkness lodged within you. Accept each day just as it comes to you, remembering that I am sovereign over your life. Rejoice in this day that I have made, trusting that I am abundantly present in it. Instead of regretting or resenting the way things are, thank me in all circumstances. Trust me and don't be fearful. Thank me and rest in my sovereignty.
Consider the following words from Scripture about choosing to rejoice in the midst of fear.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 through 7. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, verse 24. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18.
Think about the power joy has to minimize worry in your life. Make an effort to accept whatever the day brings, and ask God to free you from fear. Rejoice in this day with all of its various challenges and concentrate on seeking God's face.
October 8th. I love you with an everlasting love. The human mind cannot comprehend my constancy. Your emotions flicker and falter in the face of varying circumstances, and you tend to project your fickle feelings onto me. Thus, you do not benefit fully from my unfailing love. You need to look beyond the flux of circumstances and discover me gazing lovingly back at you. This awareness of my presence strengthens you as you receive and respond to my love. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let my love flow into you continually. Your need for me is as constant as the outflow of my love to you.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about handling emotions.
The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. Exodus chapter 15, verse 13. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8.
Think about a circumstance that emotionally overwhelmed you. As you process how you felt, recognize that God can lead you to a calm mental state, no matter how you are feeling. Ask God to help you focus on His unfailing love, so He can give you peace when you are overcome with strong emotions.
October 9th. You have been on a long uphill journey, and your energy is almost spent. Though you have faltered at times, you have not let go of my hand. I am pleased with your desire to stay close to me. There is one thing, however, that displeases me: your tendency to complain. You may talk to me as much as you like about the difficulty of the path we are following. I understand better than anyone else the stresses and strains that have afflicted you. You can ventilate safely to me because talking with me tempers your thoughts and helps you see things from my perspective. Complaining to others is another matter altogether. It opens the door to deadly sins such as self-pity and rage. Whenever you are tempted to grumble, come to me and talk it out. As you open up to me, I will put my thoughts in your mind and my song in your heart.
Contemplate the following words from Scripture about complaining.
I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 25. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God, without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe. Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 15.
Assess how you talk about your problems. Decide if you are seeking wise counsel or simply grousing about your current state of affairs. Instead of complaining to those around you, try bringing your concerns to God. Thank Him that He understands your stresses and strains and will help you see things from His perspective.
October 10th. Trust me enough to let things happen without striving to predict or control them. Relax and refresh yourself in the light of my everlasting love. My love light never dims, yet you are often unaware of my radiant presence. When you project yourself into the future, rehearsing what you will do or say, you are seeking to be self-sufficient, to be adequate without my help. This is a subtle sin, so common that it usually slips by unnoticed. The alternative is to live fully in the present, depending on me each moment. Rather than fearing your inadequacy, rejoice in my abundant supply. Train your mind to seek my help continually, even when you feel competent to handle something by yourself. Don't divide your life into things you can do by yourself and things that require my help. Instead, learn to rely on me in every situation. This discipline will enable you to enjoy life more and to face each day confidently.
Ponder the following words from Scripture about receiving God's help.
Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Psalm 37, verses 3 through 6. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19.
Consider what you dream about, whether it's exploring the world, anticipating a special day, or accomplishing a big project. As you achieve your goals, acknowledge God's help in these endeavors. Thank Him for this opportunity to live in faith.
October 11th. I am the culmination of all your hopes and desires. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, who is and was and is to come. Before you knew me, you expressed your longing for me in hurtful ways. You were ever so vulnerable to the evil around you in the world, but now my presence safely shields you, enfolding you in my loving arms. I have lifted you out of darkness into my marvelous light. Though I have brought many pleasures into your life, not one of them is essential. Receive my blessings with open hands. Enjoy my good gifts, but do not cling to them. Turn your attention to the giver of all good things and rest in the knowledge that you are complete in me. The one thing you absolutely need is the one thing you can never lose, my presence with you.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about receiving God's blessings.
Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. James chapter 1, verse 17.
Give thought to how you operate when you feel supported and loved. Realize that you can tap into this strength through God, the giver of all good things. Decide today to be open to receive His blessings and be assured that you are complete in Him.
October 12th. Beware of seeing yourself through other people's eyes. There are several dangers in this practice. First of all, it is nearly impossible to discern what others actually think of you. Moreover, their views of you are variable, subject to each viewer's spiritual, emotional, and physical condition. The major problem with letting others define you is that it borders on idolatry. Your concern to please others dampens your desire to please me, your Creator. It is much more real to see yourself through my eyes. My gaze upon you is steady and sure, untainted by sin. Through my eyes, you can see yourself as one who is deeply, eternally loved. Rest in my loving gaze, and you will receive deep peace. Respond to my loving presence by worshiping me in spirit and in truth.
Reflect on the following words about seeing yourself through God's eyes.
And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Yet a time is coming, and has now come, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4, verses 23 through 24.
Think about what it means to be yourself, and assess whether or not you are able to be authentic in all situations. When you are tempted to let others' opinions of you define you, take a moment to view yourself through God's lenses. Offer up thanks to Him for upholding the real you in His deep and eternal love.
October 13th. Take time to be still in my presence. The more hassled you feel, the more you need this sacred space of communion with me. Breathe slowly and deeply. Relax in my holy presence while my face shines upon you. This is how you receive my peace, which I always proffer to you. Imagine the pain I feel when my children tie themselves up in anxious knots, ignoring my gift of peace. I died a criminal's death to secure this blessing for you. Receive it gratefully. Hide it in your heart. My peace is an inner treasure growing within you as you trust in me. Therefore, circumstances cannot touch it. Be still, enjoying peace in my presence.
Listen to these words from Scripture about being still in God's presence.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Psalm 46, verse 10. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Numbers chapter 6, verses 25 through 26.
Think about why it's important to have moments to be still during your day. Determine that you will put aside some time for a sacred space to meet with God daily. Ask God to bring relaxation into this time while you tap into His infinite peace.
October 14th. Be prepared to suffer for me in my name. All suffering has meaning in my kingdom. Pain and problems are opportunities to demonstrate your trust in me. Bearing your circumstances bravely, even thanking me for them, is one of the highest forms of praise. This sacrifice of thanksgiving rings golden-toned bells of joy throughout heavenly realms. On earth also, your patient suffering sends out ripples of good tidings in ever-widening circles. When suffering strikes, remember that I am sovereign and that I can bring good out of everything. Do not try to run from pain or hide from problems. Instead, accept adversity in my name, offering it up to me for my purposes. Thus, your suffering gains meaning and draws you closer to me. Joy emerges from the ashes of adversity through your trust and thankfulness.
Give thought to the following words from Scripture about suffering.
Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Let them give thanks to the Lord for His unfailing love and His wonderful deeds for men. Let them sacrifice thank offerings and tell of His works with songs of joy. Psalm 107, verses 21 through 22.
Consider how you view suffering in your life and in the lives of others. Realize that how you respond to suffering has an effect that is wider than just yourself. As you walk through difficult times, remember that God is sovereign and can bring good from everything.
October 15th. Try to stay conscious of me as you go step by step through this day. My presence with you is both a promise and a protection. My final statement just before I ascended into heaven was, "Surely I am with you always." That promise was for all of my followers, without exception. The promise of my presence is a powerful protection. As you journey through your life, there are numerous pitfalls along the way. Many voices clamor for your attention, enticing you to go their way. A few steps away from your true path are pits of self-pity and despair, plateaus of pride and self-will. If you take your eyes off me and follow another's way, you are in grave danger. Even well-meaning friends can lead you astray if you let them usurp my place in your life. The way to stay on the path of life is to keep your focus on me. Awareness of my presence is your best protection.
Ponder the following words from Scripture about staying on the path of life.
And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 2.
Take a moment to think about a time you might have wandered into a pit of self-pity. Acknowledge that when you focus on yourself, you are in danger of letting pride and self-will lead you astray from your true place in life. Take comfort in knowing that when you keep your eyes on Jesus, you are protected from these types of pitfalls and can enjoy the path of life with Him.
October 16th. Look to me continually for help, comfort, and companionship. Because I am always by your side, the briefest glance can connect you with me. When you look to me for help, it flows freely from my presence. This recognition of your need for me in small matters as well as in large ones keeps you spiritually alive. When you need comfort, I love to enfold you in my arms. I enable you not only to feel comforted, but also to be a channel through whom I comfort others. Thus you are doubly blessed, because a living channel absorbs some of whatever flows through it. My constant companionship is the pièce de résistance, the summit of salvation blessings. No matter what losses you experience in your life, no one can take away this glorious gift.
Ruminate on the following words from Scripture about the blessing of God's companionship.
I sought the Lord, and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. Psalm 34, verses 4 through 6. Look to the Lord and His strength. Seek His face always. Psalm 105, verse 4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 4.
Close your eyes and take a moment to create a short list of the blessings you have in your relationship with Jesus. Recognize what an impact a close, intimate relationship with Him has on your life. Thank Him now for the glorious gift of life in His presence.
October 17th. Anxiety is a result of envisioning the future without me. So the best defense against worry is staying in communication with me. When you turn your thoughts toward me, you can think much more positively. Remember to listen as well as to speak, making your thoughts a dialogue with me. If you must consider upcoming events, follow these rules. 1. Do not linger in the future, because anxieties sprout up like mushrooms when you wander there. 2. Remember the promise of my continual presence. Include me in any imagery that comes to mind. This mental discipline does not come easily because you are accustomed to being God of your fantasies. However, the reality of my presence with you, now and forevermore, outshines any fantasy you could ever imagine.
Give thought to the following words from Scripture about envisioning your future.
Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn. Yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest?" Luke chapter 12, verses 22 through 26. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 through 21.
Take a moment to think about how you envision your future. Acknowledge that when you anxiously await upcoming events, you open yourself up to worry and negative thoughts. Try to stay in communication with God daily so that He is the center of your future thoughts.
October 18th. Go gently through this day, keeping your eyes on me. I will open up the way before you as you take steps of trust along your path. Sometimes the way before you appears to be blocked. If you focus on the obstacle or search for a way around it, you will probably go off course. Instead, focus on me, the shepherd, who is leading you along your life journey. Before you know it, the obstacle will be behind you and you will hardly know how you pass through it. That is the secret of success in my kingdom. Although you remain aware of the visible world around you, your primary awareness is of me. When the road before you looks rocky, you can trust me to get you through that rough patch. My presence enables you to face each day with confidence.
Give thought to these words from Scripture about avoiding obstacles.
I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. John chapter 10, verses 14 through 15. The path of the righteous is level. O upright one, you make the way of the righteous smooth. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 7.
Think through how you approach obstacles in your life. Consider how obstacles might give you a chance to sharpen your senses toward God and increase your ability to navigate rocky roads. Thank the Lord for giving you the confidence to stay on course with Him.
October 19th. Come to me with your defenses down, ready to be blessed and filled with my presence. Relax and feel the relief of being totally open and authentic with me. You have nothing to hide and nothing to disclose, because I know everything about you already. You can have no other relationship like this one. Take time to savor its richness, basking in my golden light. One of the worst consequences of the fall is the elaborate barriers people erect between themselves and others. Facades abound in the world, even in my body, the church. Sometimes, church is the last place where people feel free to be themselves. They cover up with Sunday clothes and Sunday smiles. They feel relief when they leave because of the strain of false fellowship. The best antidote to this artificial atmosphere is practicing my presence at church. Let your primary focus be communing with me, worshiping me, glorifying me. Then you will be able to smile at others with my joy and love them with my love.
Consider the following words from Scripture about living in the light.
This is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you. God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Exodus chapter 33, verse 14. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, think about such things. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8.
Give thought to what it takes to be real, in contrast to being artificial. Recognize that God calls us to be authentic, hiding nothing from Him, as He already knows everything about us. Try approaching all your relationships by removing facades and engaging in true fellowship.
October 20th. I am your living God, far more abundantly alive than the most vivacious person you know. The human body is wonderfully crafted, but gravity and the inevitable effects of aging weigh it down. Even the most superb athlete cannot maintain his fitness over many decades. Lasting, abundant life can be found in me alone. Do not be anxious about the weakness of your body. Instead, view it as the prelude to my infusing energy into your being. As you identify more and more fully with me, my life becomes increasingly intertwined with yours. Though the process of aging continues, inwardly you grow stronger with the passing years. Those who live close to me develop an inner aliveness that makes them seem youthful in spite of their years. Let my life shine through you as you walk in the light with me.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about aging gracefully.
I praise you before I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Psalm 139, verse 14. To this end I labor, struggling with all His energy, which so powerfully works in me. Colossians chapter 1, verse 29. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7.
Contemplate how you have accumulated wisdom with the passing of time. Realize that though your body and mind may grow weaker over time, you can grow increasingly stronger in your faith and attitude through a close relationship with Jesus. Be comforted that through Jesus you will find lasting, abundant life.
October 21st. To live in my presence consistently, you must expose and expel your rebellious tendencies. When something interferes with your plans or desires, you tend to resent the interference. Try to become aware of each resentment, however petty it may seem. Don't push those unpleasant feelings down. Instead, let them come to the surface where you can deal with them. Ask my spirit to increase your awareness of resentful feelings. Bring them boldly into the light of my presence so that I can free you from them. The ultimate solution to rebellious tendencies is submission to my authority over you. Intellectually, you rejoice in my sovereignty, without which the world would be a terrifying place. But when my sovereign will encroaches on your little domain of control, you often react with telltale resentment. The best response to losses or thwarted hopes is praise. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Remember that all good things, your possessions, your family and friends, your health and abilities, your time, are gifts from me. Instead of feeling entitled to all these blessings, respond to them with gratitude. Be prepared to let go of anything I take from you, but never let go of my hand.
Consider the following words from Scripture about letting go of resentment.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalm 139, verses 23 through 24. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's almighty hand. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. And he said, The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job chapter 1, verse 21.
Reflect on what it means to you to have to let something go. As you recognize that you have disappointments and unmet expectations, ask God to guard you from allowing resentment to build. Be deliberate by responding to loss with gratefulness to God about the blessings that still exist in your life.
October 22nd. No matter what your circumstances may be, you can find joy in my presence. On some days, joy is generously strewn along your life path, glistening in the sunlight. On days like that, being content is as simple as breathing the next breath or taking the next step. Other days are overcast and gloomy. You feel the strain of the journey, which seems endless. Dull gray rocks greet your gaze and cause your feet to ache. Yet joy is still attainable. Search for it as for hidden treasure. Begin by remembering that I have created this day. It is not a chance occurrence. Recall that I am present with you, whether you sense my presence or not. Then start talking with me about whatever is on your mind. Rejoice in the fact that I understand you perfectly, and I know exactly what you are experiencing. As you continue communicating with me, your mood will gradually lighten. Awareness of my marvelous companionship can infuse joy into the grayest day.
Listen to the following words from Scripture about connecting with God.
Surely you have granted him eternal blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence. Psalm 21, verse 6. And if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 4.
Think about how you feel after you've had a chance to pray and be still with God. As you acknowledge that communion with God is vital to your spiritual well-being, remember that He is present with you whether you feel Him strongly or not. Thank Him that He created this day and is waiting to give you the hidden treasure of His joy.
October 23rd. As you turn your attention to me, feel the light of my presence shining upon you. Open your mind and heart to receive my heavenly smile of approval. Let my gold-tinged love wash over you and soak into the depths of your being. As you are increasingly filled with my being, you experience joyous union with me, I in you and you in me. Your joy in me and my joy in you become intertwined and inseparable. I suffuse your soul with joy in my presence. At my right hand, there are pleasures forevermore.
Consider the following words from Scripture about joy in Christ.
My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. John chapter 17, verses 20 through 23. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16, verse 11.
Give thought to the ways that you seek approval in your life. Recognize that the only approval you need is in the form of God's love. Ask God to make you receptive to letting His love fill you on a daily basis.
October 24th. Lie down in green pastures of peace. Learn to unwind whenever possible, resting in the presence of your shepherd. This electronic age keeps my children wired much of the time, too tense to find me in the midst of their moments. I built into your very being the need for rest. How twisted the world has become when people feel guilty about meeting this basic need. How much time and energy they waste by being always on the go, rather than taking time to seek my direction for their lives. I have called you to walk with me down paths of peace. I want you to blaze a trail for others who desire to live in my peaceful presence. I have chosen you less for your strengths than for your weaknesses, which amplify your need for me. Depend on me more and more, and I will shower peace on all your paths.
Consider the following words from Scripture about finding God's direction in rest with Him.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Psalm 23, verses 1 through 3. By the seventh day, God had finished the work He had been doing. So on the seventh day He rested from all His work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it He rested from all the work of creating that He had done. Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 through 3. To shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. Luke chapter 1, verse 79.
Think about the demands of your schedule and if you are allowing time for the rest that only comes from God. As you recognize that rest in Jesus is one of your basic needs, begin to reorganize your time to include a moment of rest with God. Thank Him that He will reward this time by showing you His direction for your life.
October 25th. I am God with you for all time and throughout eternity. Don't let the familiarity of that concept numb its impact on your consciousness. My perpetual presence with you can be a continual source of joy, springing up and flowing out in streams of abundant life. Let your mind reverberate with meanings of my names, Jesus, the Lord saves, and Emmanuel, God with us. strive to remain conscious of my presence even in your busiest moments. Talk with me about whatever delights you, whatever upsets you, whatever is on your mind. These tiny steps of daily discipline, taken one after the other, will keep you close to me on the path of life.
Consider the following scriptures about God's perpetual presence.
She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew chapter 1, verses 21 and 23. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Acts chapter 2, verse 28.
Give thought to the dialogue that goes on in your head during your day, and if you're talking with God continually. Acknowledge that as you bring Him into your thought life, His perpetual presence will bring a sense of joy amidst the busyness of your day.
October 26th. Come to me when you are hurting, and I will soothe your pain. Come to me when you are joyful, and I will share your joy, multiplying it many times over. I am all you need, just when you need it. Your deepest desires find fulfillment in me alone. This is the age of self-help. Bookstores abound with books about taking care of number one, making oneself the center of all things. The main goal of these methodologies is to become self-sufficient and confident. You, however, have been called to take a road less traveled. Continual dependence on me. True confidence comes from knowing you are complete in my presence. Everything you need has its counterpart in me.
Consider these words from Scripture about seeking God's confidence.
I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. John chapter 15, verse 5. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. James chapter 1, verse 4. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. John chapter 19, verse 30. And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks split. Matthew chapter 27, verses 50 through 51.
Give thought to the kinds of things you employ to appear attractive, confident, and likable to others. Acknowledge that these methods may bring a temporary ego boost, but remember your identity and purpose come from God. Say a prayer of thanks to God for leading us to real self-esteem through devotion to Him.
October 27th. As you become increasingly aware of my presence, you find it easier to discern the way you should go. This is one of the practical benefits of living close to me. Instead of wondering about what is on the road ahead or worrying about what you should do if or when, you can concentrate on staying in communication with me. When you actually arrive at a choice point, I will show you which direction to go. Many people are so preoccupied with future plans and decisions that they fail to see choices they need to make today. Without any conscious awareness, they make their habitual responses. People who live in this way find a dullness creeping into their lives. They sleepwalk through their days, following well-worn paths of routine. I, the creator of the universe, am the most creative being imaginable. I will not leave you circling in deeply rutted paths. Instead, I will lead you along fresh trails of adventure, revealing to you things you did not know. Stay in communication with me. follow my guiding presence.
Listen to the following words from Scripture about being led by God.
I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Psalm 32, verse 8. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
Think about how much time you spend thinking about the future. Consider that as you become more deeply entrenched in God's presence, He will guide you toward what is ahead. Make an effort to stay grounded in the present with God and leave wondering about the future to God.
October 28th. Do not expect to be treated fairly in this life. People will say and do hurtful things to you, things that you don't deserve. When someone mistreats you, try to view it as an opportunity to grow in grace. See how quickly you can forgive the one who has wounded you. Don't be concerned about setting the record straight. Instead of obsessing about other people's opinion of you, keep your focus on me. Ultimately, it's my view of you that counts. As you concentrate on relating to me, remember that I have clothed you in my righteousness and holiness. I see you attired in these radiant garments, which I bought for you with my blood. This also is not fair. It is pure gift. When others treat you unfairly, remember that my ways with you are much better than fair. My ways are peace and love, which I have poured out into your heart by my Spirit.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about God's view of you.
Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for He has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 7 through 8. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given us. Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
Think about how much importance you give to others' opinion of you. Acknowledge that not everyone will treat you fairly or kindly, but that it is God's view of you that matters most. Be comforted that God has given you the gift of His righteousness and holiness, and that you can extend grace to those who have treated you wrongly.
October 29th. Linger in my presence a while. Rein in your impulses to plunge into the day's activities. Beginning your day alone with me is essential preparation for success. A great athlete takes time to prepare himself mentally for the feat ahead of him before he moves a muscle. Similarly, your time of being still in my presence equips you for the day ahead of you. Only I know what will happen to you this day. I have arranged the events you will encounter as you go along your way. If you are not adequately equipped for the journey, you will grow weary and lose heart. Relax with me while I ready you for action.
Consider the following words from Scripture about preparing for your days.
For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 3.
Take a moment to reflect on how God created you to do good works. Acknowledge that in order to succeed in this, God must prepare you for the tasks ahead. Rejoice that you are able to do much good, and thank the Lord for the endurance He gives when you seek His presence.
October 30th. I am with you. I am with you. I am with you. Heaven's bells continually peal with that promise of my presence. Some people never hear those bells because their minds are earthbound and their hearts are closed to me. Others hear the bells only once or twice in their lifetimes, in rare moments of seeking me above all else. My desire is that my sheep hear my voice continually, for I am the ever-present shepherd. Quietness is the classroom where you learn to hear my voice. Beginners need a quiet place in order to still their minds. As you advance in this discipline, you gradually learn to carry the stillness with you wherever you go. When you step back into the mainstream of life, strain to hear those glorious bells. I am with you. I am with you. I am with you.
Consider the following words from Scripture about the ever-present shepherd.
Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 12 through 13. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. John chapter 10, verses 14 and 27 through 28.
Think about the moments in your life when you've been able to hear God's voice. Whether it was seemingly audible or not, be grateful that God chooses to speak to you in various ways. Be deliberate in planning quiet times to allow God to guide you with His presence.
October 31st. Learn to listen to me, even while you are listening to other people. As they open their souls to your scrutiny, you are on holy ground. You need the help of my Spirit to respond appropriately. Ask Him to think through you, live through you, love through you. My own being is alive within you in the person of the Holy Spirit. If you respond to others' needs through your unaided thought processes, you offer them dry crumbs. When the Spirit empowers your listening and speaking, my streams of living water flow through you to other people. Be a channel of my love, joy, and peace by listening to me as you listen to others.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about taking God's light to others.
Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Exodus chapter 3, verse 5. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Whoever believes in me, as the Scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him. By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified. John chapter 7, verses 38 through 39.
Give thought to the trust and care you have for a best friend. Recognize the great responsibility we are given to listen to and help our friends, and how we need God's Spirit to be a conduit of love, joy, and peace to them. As you tune into Jesus, be encouraged that you'll be better able to tune into others' needs as well.
November 1st. Do not be discouraged by the difficulty of keeping your focus on me. Know that your heart's desire is to be aware of my presence continually. This is a lofty goal. You aim toward it, but you never fully achieve it in this life. Don't let feelings of failure weigh you down. Instead, try to see yourself as I see you. First of all, I am delighted by your deep desire to walk closely with me through your life. I am pleased each time you initiate communication with me. In addition, I notice the progress you have made since you first resolved to live in my presence. When you realize that your mind has wandered away from me, don't be alarmed or surprised. You live in a world that has been rigged to distract you. Each time you plow your way through the massive distractions to communicate with me, you achieve a victory. Rejoice in these tiny triumphs, and they will increasingly light up your days.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about focusing on God.
Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Romans chapter 8, verses 33 through 34. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16.
Give thought to the distractions you deal with in your life. Recognize that our world is full of distractions, and you can't consider yourself a failure if you sometimes wander from God. Ask God to free you from your feelings of failure and help you be aware of the victories you have achieved as you try to seek Him more closely.
November 2nd. Grow strong in the light of my presence. Your weakness does not repel me. On the contrary, it attracts my power, which is always available to flow into a yielded heart. Do not condemn yourself for your constant need of help. Instead, come to me with your gaping neediness. Let the light of my love fill you. A yielded heart does not whine or rebel when the going gets rough. It musters the courage to thank me even during hard times. Yielding yourself to my will is ultimately an act of trust. In quietness and trust is your strength.
Consider the following words from Scripture about accepting your weakness.
The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the simple-hearted. When I was in great need, He saved me. Be at rest once more, O my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. Psalm 116, verses 5 through 7. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says: In repentance and rest is your salvation, in quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
Give thought to when your spirit feels empty and how you seek to fill it. Take comfort that your weakness doesn't repel God. It attracts His power. Ask God to give you boldness in requesting His help. His light will ultimately fill the gaps in your life.
November 3rd. Every time something thwarts your plans or desires, use that as a reminder to communicate with me. This practice has several benefits. The first is obvious. talking with me blesses you and strengthens our relationship. Another benefit is that disappointments, instead of dragging you down, are transformed into opportunities for good. This transformation removes the sting from difficult circumstances, making it possible to be joyful in the midst of adversity. Begin by practicing this discipline in all the little disappointments of daily life. It is often these minor setbacks that draw you away from my presence. When you reframe setbacks as opportunities, you find that you gain much more than you have lost. It is only after much training that you can accept major losses in this positive way. But it is possible to attain the perspective of the Apostle Paul, who wrote, "Compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, I consider everything I once treasured to be as insignificant as rubbish."
Reflect on the following words from Scripture about disappointment.
Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ. Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 8.
Give thought to the expectations you have and how you deal with disappointment. Allow God to help you reframe these disappointments as opportunities, a perspective that allows you to gain more than you have lost.
November 4th. Walk peacefully with me through this day. You are wondering how you will cope with all that is expected of you. You must traverse this day like any other, one step at a time. Instead of mentally rehearsing how you will do this or that, keep your mind on my presence and on taking the next step. The more demanding your day, the more help you can expect from me. This is a training opportunity, since I designed you for deep dependence on your Shepherd King. Challenging times wake you up and amplify your awareness of needing my help. When you don't know what to do, wait while I open the way before you. Trust that I know what I'm doing and be ready to follow my lead. I will give strength to you and I will bless you with peace.
Reflect on the following words from Scripture and see the Lord's blessings.
The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you and I will give you rest." Exodus chapter 33, verse 14. The bolts of your gates will be iron and bronze, and your strength will equal your days. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 25. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 through 21. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. Psalm 29, verse 11.
Contemplate how you cope with various trials and difficulties. If you have a tendency to tackle everything all at once, consider taking it one step at a time, with your mind on God's presence as you do. Find assurance that when you don't know what to do, He does. Commit to following His lead.